This is Ed Milagic, chief correspondent with Inside the Boardroom, continuing our conversation with Dan Loiacano regarding the customer relationship management process. Dan, before we get started, I want you to give us a little bit about yourself and background.
Sure, Ed, thank you. As a senior advisor with ABMI Mergers and Acquisitions, I work with business owners of small to mid-sized businesses to help them increase the value of their business and prepare for a potential transition. That can be through a merger, an acquisition, or a sale, if and when it's appropriate.
Okay, interesting. Well, I know, Dan, earlier you mentioned that increasing the value of a business through a well-designed customer relationship management program was paramountly important. Do you have any tips for business owners on just how to go about doing that?
I sure do. There are a number of components to a properly designed customer relationship management program. The first would be the customer relationship system itself. The customer information should be managed in a computerized database in a format that's easily downloadable into an Excel or a CSV file. Email addresses should be obtained and kept up to date. Information about the customer's buying habits should be kept easily available. And direct marketing efforts through newsletters and special promotions should be active and managed on an ongoing basis.
Well, that's interesting. Anything else?
Customer contracts is an important factor. The contracts with customers should be in place, in writing it when possible, and they should capture the terms of their agreement and provide some stickiness to the relationship.
Okay, so in addition to having a good, strong database, customer contracts need to be up to date. Anything to add?
In addition to the contracts, customer relationships should be managed and controlled at a company level when possible, as opposed to an employee level. When employees have active relationships with your key customers, that can be a very good thing in the terms of business development. However, it can also be a double-edged sword. When customers do have relationships with your key employees should be on non-compete agreements to protect you in the future.
Okay, so that's three good ideas, Dan. Before we wrap up here today, is there anything else you might add?
Yes, one more is often overlooked in terms of customer diversification. Oftentimes, businesses have one or two key customers that make up more than 50% of their business volume. Customers should be diversified so that one customer does not make up more than 35% of the business volume when possible. Proper customer diversification will help in the future cash flow stability of the business and improve the marketability in the long run.
Thanks, Dan. Those were some great ideas. That was Dan Loiacano, former president and owner of ABMI Merger and Acquisition and currently senior advisor, speaking as a member of the Speakers Bureau on Leadership Development. And for the full interview, visit bcakc.com. Thank you.